Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
This September, it'll be the 13th annual Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence. It's September 22nd. It is at Cortland High School, and we'll give you information on how to sign up and get involved in that. And we're going to talk a lot about the run today and just over the years what it has meant to this community. But we're also going to tell you today how you can get involved in this and train for it. Gwen Braswell Nash is here, and Leslie Cash is here with the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning, Ted.
Gwen, I know you have done this. You have done this before. Have done the training part of it before. This is the first time we've done a show just to get people involved and interested in this. And I'm glad you reached out to me, just because usually by the time we do the show, it's if you're not in shape, you have no chance. But this is a nice component to this for people that would like to do it, to help them get in shape.
Correct. This is the fourth training event that we put together for the run. The first time we did it, Dr. Gray of Pratt Medical, he came out and he coordinated the event. And then the following 2 years, the Fredericksburg Area Running Club has gotten involved with it, and which they volunteer their time, they come out. But I think it's just an awesome event because we've had so many people who for years haven't been active, but they want to get out and participate in a run for a particular cause, or even just, you know, feel healthy again. And so some of the people that have participated in the event, some of them are semi-active, some of them, like they've told me, haven't been off the couch in years, but they've gotten off the couch, come out and trained, and they've made their way across the finish line for the 5K.
Boy, this race has meant so much to so many people, and this is just another level. You've got to feel really great about the fact that beyond just talking about the issue itself, helping get the area in shape. I mean, you've been a runner for years.
Right. I was active duty, and even before I was active duty military, I was always not a fast runner, but I was active in some way. And I remember when Deuce died, and I told you the story years ago how the event came about. I mean, this came even before the court trial started, but I was trying to run, get energy to run. I was on a treadmill, and I just dropped my knees, and something said, run against teen violence. And so I know that was a sign for me to make this Deuce's legacy. And so I didn't know how to do that. And so I remember years ago I was stationed at Fort Belvoir, and there was a running club here. They had put on several runs, and Debbie Bernardes was the name that I remembered. And I just remember going over to VA Runners trying to figure out how to, I told them what I wanted to do, and Nate Brooks and Greg Grevens was there, and they said, just reach out to her. And, you know, I was a little intimidated and also depressed because I had lost my son, wasn't quite sure what she would say. And I just remember when I called, she says, meet at Hyperion. So I met her there, and she came in, and we started talking. But, I mean, just, and it started from there. And so she gave me guidance on how to start, worked with me the first couple of years, and then the run against teen violence has evolved into a community event. Different organizations stepped in. It was Pratt Medical Center, the Sheriff's Department. Oh, my God, they've been so supportive of me, and then Dr. Baker and the school. Spotsylvania County Schools.
Really become, and especially as I talk to different people who try to set things up, this run is kind of the standard of how to do it and how to get your message out.
Mm-hmm.
And you've really done that. And in so many different ways, because I think that because of the school system and the emphasis on teen and teen violence that you've done, but also now this, just the whole getting in shape component for adults.
Right. And that's important. I mean, if you haven't worked out in years, you can't expect to jump up and run a 5K. I mean, and we encourage not just runners, but walkers too, to come out. And the Leslie will go more so into the actual training process of it, but it's not just for runners. I mean, it's people who haven't been off the couch in years. I mean, we take it very seriously as far as the training and looking at making sure it's a safe environment.
Leslie, welcome, first of all.
Thank you.
How long have you been a runner?
I'm 62 almost, and I started running when I was 40, so I came to running late in life.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm going to share with all of our Couch to 5K trainees on the first night that my first 5K was 38 minutes, and now I run it in between 24 and 25. So you can start late in life and improve, or that isn't even necessary. Just as Gwen said, the point is to be out there and be active. Your time isn't really a factor in a 5K, I don't think. Do you, Gwen?
No, I don't.
And just to get out and run, because races that I run in, I'm always middle of the pack to towards the end of the pack.
Yes.
And I always tell myself, even if I were to finish last, there are a lot of people who aren't doing what I'm doing today.
There are. And in fact, one of the things Gwen and I want to emphasize is we don't want people to be fearful of coming because they feel that they're not in shape or they can't do it. Because this Couch to 5K training is designed specifically for someone who has not run before. Now, that doesn't exclude runners. We welcome anybody. But the first night of training, we start with a brisk 5-minute walk, and then we do a walk run. So it's definitely geared for the person who is new to the sport. And I'm going to have members of the Fredericksburg Area Running Club there to support people, to run with them, so nobody will be left by themselves.
No runner left behind.
Right.
When does this start? When are you going to start this?
So the first night is July 29th, Tuesday, and we're meeting at Pratt Park from 6 to 7. And it's going to continue every Tuesday and Thursday until September 20th, which is the Thursday before the big event, the race. And I just want to take this opportunity to say I've been doing the Braswell race for probably almost 10 years. And I would travel here to Fredericksburg to run it even before we retired here. The energy at Cortland High School on the morning of the race is unbelievable. You walk up, the cheerleaders are there to greet you. You walk into the stadium. There are lots of vendors and booths and people welcoming you. It's a very inspiring morning. And after the race, Gwen has amazing speakers as well as singers. So you leave Cortland High School not only thinking about Deuce and the mark he left, but trying to think about what you can do to give back. So it's a great event.
That really is exactly how it's unlike any other race around here because it's such an uplifting thing, and it's always interesting to me. Usually there's an area football team or two will show up and run and they've all played the night before.
I didn't even realize that. And I know I often see, I don't know if it's an ROTC group, but there's a young military group and they run in formation. Mm-hmm. And there's everything. There's senior citizens, there's young people. It's just a huge community event.
Yeah, no, it is. And this year it is on September the 22nd at Cortland High School. We'll get into signing up and all that when as we go along this morning. Leslie Cash here from the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. Gwen Braswell Nash is here. We will continue. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
September 22nd, it's the 13th annual Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence at Cortland High School in Spotsylvania. There is a training program to get you ready for this so you can participate. Leslie Casher from the Fredericksburg Area Running Club and Gwen Braswell Nash also here this morning to talk about it. Leslie, before we get into this, you talked a little bit about the training. We'll continue to do that. But the running club itself, for those who aren't aware, the Fredericksburg Area Running Club is a terrific organization in this community. There you do all kinds. You do this kind of thing. You do all kinds of races. I know in the summer you do, Tuesday or Wednesday night, and over at JM, you do these track workouts.
Yes, right now we're doing track workouts at JM, and we encourage all ages. We have our Ospreys, which is our young people's running group, and they're participating in that. And again, age is not a factor. We welcome everybody. We also, every Saturday morning, meet at Hyperion at 8, and we do a 6-mile loop, but you can do less than that. Once a month at our Hyperion run, we have what we call a Welcome New Runners run, where we have maps available, and we pair new runners up with FARC members to do the run. And then afterwards, we have coffee and snacks and meet and greet. We also do a pub run at Legume once a month. It's usually the fourth Wednesday, but if you can just watch our Facebook page, sometimes that changes. The main message Fredericksburg Area Runners Club wants to get out to everybody is, just as we said about the training for the Braswell race, everyone is welcome. Don't feel that because you're not a runner or not a fast runner, you're not able to come. On our Saturday morning runs, we actually have a group led by Jeanette Martin that does a walk run. And I started training with that group. Mm-hmm. So everyone is welcome. And we want our messages to stress health, fitness, and fun.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, there's nothing like running. And I never was a runner either. And I got started with the Fredericksburg Area Running Club and just kind of, as you would train, just started doing longer races. And I would, when I started, I never would have thought I could do it. But in really the first hill, so to speak, that I climbed was doing the 10-miler. At that time, out in Heartwood.
Yes.
And to do that, to be able to do that, was to me, was such an accomplishment. Mm-hmm. I didn't care about my time. I still have framed my race number and all that stuff. And I ended up doing the longest I ever did was a half marathon. And again, my time, I never care. I wanted to do as well as I could, but you can really accomplish things in running that you, when you first start out, you think I could never, because I never thought, and it was Vic Culp who said to me, you know, who encouraged me to do that, just to train for the 10-miler.
And Vic, who's one of the fathers of Fredericksburg Area Running Club, is still quite involved. And I agree with you, Ted. There's nothing like, and Gwen and I have talked about this too, that sense of accomplishment as you set goals for yourself. So you start with a 5K. Mm-hmm. And some people are happy to stay with a 5K. Others, like you, Gwen and I, want to, you know, stretch for a little bit longer. We do have the Grand Prix series,
which is a great, great because it's all different lengths of race,
yes,
right?
Yes.
And so you can you train for different distances, so it doesn't become boring. Because I had at first thought, if I could do a 5K, that's all I ever want to do. Get me a few T-shirts, and I'm set. And you find out after you do that, you think, well, I could do a little bit more. If I can do a 5K, then, you know, maybe I can do 4 miles. Then
yes.
Maybe I can do 5 miles.
Yes.
And then you keep building.
And in the Grand Prix series coming up, if you're interested in doing a 5-miler, we have the Heritage Day race, which is sponsored by the Lions Club on 4th of July. Mm-hmm. But for those very beginners, we do have the Downtown Mile, which is Saturday, July 19th. And all the proceeds from the Downtown Mile go to CASA. So we're very excited about getting people to participate in that as well.
All those, and I think just about all those, and probably all the Grand Prix races, there's always a charity.
Yes.
Associated with each one. So you really are running, every race you run for a cause.
You are. In fact, the 10-miler that you were talking about that was originally at Heartwood, last year for the first time we had to move it. The sheriff's office advised us that covering the roads in Hartwood was just too dangerous.
That's a very narrow road.
Yes. So we moved out to Culpeper, and our race raised enough money to build a special needs playground last year in Culpeper.
Oh, congrats.
So we're very excited about the charities that we support.
Yeah. Boy, and Gwen, as you talked about at the time when you were working through grief, we talk about running. I would think that does it. Running just does things to your mind.
Right, it does. I remember losing my son, and of course the medical field, some of the docs are like, well, you know, you have situational depression, they want to give you drugs and so forth, but I wanted mental clarity. And the only way that I could do that was working out and having faith in God, and also believing that I was strong enough to go through what I was going through and not be hard on myself, because when you lose a child, you think of all of these things that maybe, you know, that you could have done to maybe make it different. But that wasn't the case with Deuce. But running and exercising was the way that I survived. I mean, I remember when I had my first arraignment and first saw the kids that were involved in my son's murder and assault, you know, you just wanted to, you know, go into a ball and just close off. But the only way that I kept going and was strong was working out. And that gave me energy and enough mental fortitude to withstand the court hearings.
No, it's for people that go through things, go through tragedies. It's a great example of how things like exercise. I know, and you do gardening. I'm friends with you on Facebook, and you have a terrific. I mean, it's always interesting to me in the spring and the fall, especially with plants and all. Right. And you'll take pictures and show things. The gardening has been an outlet for you too.
That has definitely been an outlet. I think gardening, running, and just, you know, having faith in God, all of those have helped me, because I think without the running and having putting the Run Against Teen Violence together, I don't know what I would have done, because it was so many times I felt like I wanted to give up because the pain was so hard. I just didn't want, sometimes, and I admit, I just didn't want to even be here anymore, because I felt, why should I have the ability to laugh and to enjoy the beauties of life and my son is gone? But I was able to overcome that by running. And every time I felt like I wanted to give up, someone else reached out and helped lift me up. I mean, Buddy and Gay Marston, Salem Fields Community Church, I don't know how I can repay them for giving me the strength and just love, you know, from both of them that helped me a lot. And the running club, it's just the spirit of runners. I mean, when there is a cause or they feel like they can help you in some way, their hearts are so big, they reach out and they just don't know how much they've helped me. Sometimes I was afraid to go to some events and stuff because I'm a runner, but I'm not a fast runner. And I said, okay, get out there and go do it. And the last training program that I went through was with Lucky Road, Jeff Van Horn. I don't know if you remember, I had heart problems. So for 2 years, I was struggling, and I did the 5 miler, but it wasn't like, you know, I really struggled. So this was the first year that I did the half marathon, the Marine Corps. And so I joined a training program, was a little bit intimidated, but I came out. Leslie was a part of that. And I did my half marathon. It was hot. It was muggy, but, you know, I did it. And so it's things like that. You may feel fearful. You may not have faith in your abilities, but it's the people. When you get out there and you join around all of these people that's you know, that motivates you and to do better things.
And Gwen, don't you feel, and Ted, you also, that the first mile is always the hardest?
Yeah.
Getting those shoes on, getting out the door. And that's one of the things we're hoping with the training, that if someone commits to being there every Tuesday, 6 to 7, and they know we are waiting for them there and we're going to support them, it will encourage them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's only 6 to 7. It's
right.
Not like you're asking for an hour and a half or 2 hours. It's going to go longer. It's going to be, you know, you're starting at 6 and, you know, maybe you'll get home by the time it's dark. It's an hour. It's 2 hours a week.
And I'm lining up several speakers to come and talk just for the first 10 minutes of our training. I'm going to have someone come and talk about proper footwear. Mm-hmm. Someone's going to talk about stretching. I'm going to have a speaker on nutrition. So we're going to have 10 minutes at the beginning or at the end, depending on when the speaker can come, to help educate people.
When we come back, we're going to talk about how to sign up for this. You've got till July 29th is when it starts. And the other great thing about having you in now is, because if you don't want to show up and have no, if you, this gives you a chance to go out and do some running on your own, so you're a little bit,
exactly,
bit more prepared. We'll talk about signing up and the cost, and we'll talk about signing up for the Barron Braswell race, too. It is on the 22nd at Cortland High School. Gwen Braswell Nash here, along with Leslie Cash. More coming up on News Talk 1230 WFEA. It's now 8:30.
I had the radio on. I'm listening to
Talk Done Right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
The 13th annual Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 22nd. It's at Cortland High School. The training that we're talking about this morning is going to be the 31st of July is when it started, not what I said before. July 31st on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Leslie Cash here from the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. Gwen Braswell also here talking about this. Gwen, I like the way this is set up, because you can make a contribution for the training, and that goes to the scholarship fund that you have.
Correct. Proceeds from the scholarship fund help support the cost of the run, and also we give out scholarships. We're up to $140,000 in college scholarships that we've given out to support local college-bound students in the area. And they just had their awards ceremony, a banquet through the Community Foundation this past May, but I wasn't able to attend. But we had four recipients of the Barron P. Braswell Memorial Scholarship, $1,000 cash prizes to each one of those to go towards their college.
So, boy, that scholarship has been, I know a lot, I know some of the runners who've gotten that in the past, or some students who have gotten it, and boy, that's another nice component of all of this that you've been able to do, and boy, that number, I didn't realize
right.
It's that much.
Fabulous.
Right.
It started out where we were given $2,000 scholarships, and then Pratt Medical stepped in, and they were doing scholarships in addition to what I was doing. So I think that's why it helped sort of boost the numbers. Mm-hmm. And so we're at $140,000 in scholarships that we've given out.
So Leslie, how do I sign up for this?
So it's very easy. You can go to Race Timing Unlimited online. Do we have paper forms also that are going to be available, Gwen?
Right. We do have paper forms for the Run Against Teen Violence. They can be printed off on the website, which I'm working on the website. So if you go to the website, www.braswellrun.com, it's being rebooted or restructured.
Okay.
And so it should be up in the next couple of weeks and so. So the forms, you can pick up forms from VA Runners or also Lucky Road Run Shop.
And if people don't have time or don't get around to it, just come to Pratt Park on that first evening, July 31st, we will have forms there for the race, which we're asking people to sign up for the race as part of the training. And we'll have the paperwork to do the scholarship donation. So just bring your checkbook. We won't be able to do credit cards. And come and join us on that first night. Don't feel like that you, if you haven't joined up ahead of time for the training, that you cannot come. And in fact, if you decide a week later that you want to come, we welcome that as well, right, Gwen? People
Correct.
Can jump in at any time, and we'll try to tailor it to help them.
Yeah, yeah. And you're asking if it's a tax deductible donation, a minimum of $25 to the Baron P. Braswell the Second Memorial Scholarship Fund, and then you can sign up to participate in the race too.
Yes, and I believe, is it 25 for the race, Gwen?
28 for the race.
28
and
the
then
race.
For high school students, $15 with student ID.
You both are wearing shirts. The shirts every year. Mm-hmm. They're always. I see them around. It's gotten to the point now where it's the Braswell Run shirts and the Great Train Race shirts. Mm-hmm. I see all around town.
And that makes me feel good. I mean, I've told you stories where I've been in facilities and I see people with the shirt and I just want to give them a hug.
Yes.
You know, I know I can't do that, but anyway. But I just, it makes me feel proud. It makes me know that people remember what the run stands for and the cause. You know, I lost my son January 20th, 2006 to an act of teen violence. And I don't want any other family to have to go through that. So if we can educate our young and really talk about teen violence and bullying in our community, hopefully we can promote a more friendly and respectful environment amongst our youth.
Boy, and you really have initiated that conversation because I think beforehand, so many of us thought those kind of issues, those kind of things, that kind of violence, that doesn't happen around here.
Right. And I've told you the story of our last vacation, Christmas vacation I had taken Baron and Zach to Orlando, and we were out to dinner, and I was talking to them about being careful, being safe. I said, there are bad people in the world, and I remember Zach, he just said, Mom, we live in Fredericksburg. Nothing's going to happen to us, and they laughed, and a month later, I lost my son to an act of teen violence. So it can happen anywhere. It can be the quietest community mm-hmm. in the world, but things happen, unpredictable things that promote trauma in your life, and I know the pain that I went through and still go through. I mean, you don't get over it. I was explaining to Leslie, you know, at first you start out with situational depression, but then, you know, it's really post-traumatic stress because you could be doing things in your daily life and it promotes a thought that brings you back, takes you back years to remember the bad things. But what I try to do is focus on the good things. The gardening you talked about, Deuce's Garden, that gives me so much joy because I needed to see beauty in the world again. The death of my son just brought this black cloud over me, and I needed to get out of that. And think gardening and digging holes and planting plants and seeing the beauty in the world helped me. So I have all types of pets, dogs, cats, birds, hummingbirds. I mean, I feed the squirrels, the everything, you know, so it helps me, helps keep me well emotionally.
No, and I've told you, Gwen, because Gwen, over the years, we've become very good friends, and just mm-hmm. how it would have been so easy. I just think, just like you say, just want to check out and just leave me alone, and mm-hmm. You know, it can't get any worse than this. But you've chosen, and just whether it's the scholarship or just speaking out on this issue, mm-hmm. just so much good. You've been able to give back so much.
And sometimes as you're doing these events and talking to people, you often wonder, you know, am I making an impact? And I think when people come up and they let me know how bullying has affected them, or how, you know, just coming out to the event and listening to me speak at other places has helped them. It gives me hope that, yes, what I am doing is a positive thing.
Again, to sign up for the run, it is BraswellRun.com is the website, and everything will be up soon as far as to sign up for the race and for the training. And like you said, Leslie, I mean, Gwen and I both said, I mean, the running community is a great community to get involved with, because they'll help you get to reach the goals that if you've got some goals, people are going to help you.
They are. Mentoring is becoming more and more a big part of our club's mission, reaching out to people of all ages, all levels. And talking about just the therapeutic value of running, I have a poster that I have in my office, and it says, "The longer I run, the smaller my problems become." And it's so true for me. I can be having the worst day, feeling very stressed out. And as I talked about earlier, that first mile is hard, getting those shoes on and getting out there. But when I come home, I just feel a calmness, a peace. Mm-hmm. And I think you two both understand that. Mm-hmm. And whether you're running with friends, which is great, it's a social thing, but a solitary run can provide that just as well.
Yeah. Yeah, no, and like you say, you're just getting the shoes and getting out the door and running in all kinds of weather. You learn that you want to do that because you never know on race day
what you're gonna.
Because I've run in just pouring down rain and cold and in all that kind of thing. And really, once you start running, I found early on, I would think the actual first mile itself sometimes you until I got my breathing all worked out. It's so many times, it's so easy. You just think, I want to quit. And that's where I think, Gwen, probably with you, too, just in whether it's running or in life sometimes, when you first start running, you just think, I can't possibly run 5 or 6 miles today. I just don't have it. And you keep at it and keep at it.
And it's not always perfect days. I mean, your mind plays tricks on you. It's like, well, I don't want to run, and your body wants to run. But you have to train your mind, too, and then believe in yourself. I mean, because there's been days I've gotten up, my clothes are laid out, and you're like, I don't want to run.
No.
But once you get out there and you either you're running with someone or you're running by yourself, at the end of your run, you just feel rejuvenated, and it makes you feel good that you've accomplished something like that. And over time, you get what they call those endorphins, the runner's high, and where your mind is like, it's time for you to run. And maybe your body doesn't want to run, but, you know, you get out there and do it and you feel better.
Now, and this is a good area to run because there are some hills and you can get that training, but for the most part, you can run in a lot of flat areas.
Fredericksburg definitely has its share of hills.
Yeah.
But you're right. In fact, Pratt, where we're doing our training, and we're going to be running that outside track where we will have be able to see everybody during their whole running time, so nobody will feel alone or endangered. And it is flat. So it's one of the few places, because truly, Ted, in Fredericksburg, it's often hard to find more than a mile that's perfectly flat.
Yeah.
But that's great training.
Right, because you're going to – and you can – once you train around here, you can run in other areas, because I've run in races in Charlottesville that are incredibly – a lot of hills.
Very challenging.
And that's the other thing about running, of just going and running in races, whether – there's so many races nearby.
Oh, yeah.
Just even a couple of hours away, and there's nothing like – going on a road trip and running elsewhere. The races around here are great, but like you say, just to change it up sometimes.
Yes.
So the July 31st is when all this starts. Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you said it's 1 hour each day.
Yes. 6 to 7. And if you're a commuter and getting there right at 6 is tough for you, we'll work with you. The beginning, as I said, we're going to have a speaker, so you probably wouldn't miss very much. And we'll figure out a way to help people out who are running tight on time. For the past 2 years, I've done this as a supporter with John Timmerman, who's run the program, and it's been out in Spotsylvania at the medical center. So we're switching it up a little bit. John did an excellent job and mentored me to take over. So I'm very excited about it and hoping we'll have all ages. Children are welcome as long as their parents are doing it with them. We're not going to take on that responsibility of young people without an adult with them. But we're hoping to have a varied group in ages and abilities.
Bring lots of water because you need water.
Yes.
And again, it's July 31st, BraswellRun.com for information on signing up for this and also signing up for the race. Gwen Braswell Nash here, Leslie Cash is here. We will wrap this up and give you again all the information on how to sign up for this and how to sign up for the Barron Braswell race in September. When we come back, we'll wrap it up on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, your host, Ted Schubel.
Leslie Cash here, Gwen Braswell Nash here. It's the 13th annual Barron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence on September 22nd. The training for this to get you ready and you can have no excuses for not being there starts on July 31st at Pratt Park. Before we get into all the things, somebody texted in, Gwen, and wrote, go for the hugs. So you had talked earlier about wanting to hug people when you see them with shirts.
I mean, it just makes me feel good, and also the emotional aspect of it. I mean, I just want people to remember my son. And I think any parent who's lost a kid, I mean, is that remembrance. And it just helps me. I know I put a lot of work into the run and so forth and all these emotions. And I just know that after the run, I just spiraled down. And so seeing things like that and then running and being out in the community afterwards, I've learned that I need to do that. Because if I don't, then I'll let myself spiral down because you've given all of your emotion into getting that run together and the planning of it. And then just the day of the event, it takes a lot out of me. So, it helps seeing people with the T-shirts on it. And so don't be surprised if I come up and say hi and give you a hug. You know, it just makes me feel good. And I'm so proud to see people wear the shirts.
And usually on National Night Out in Spotsylvania, usually you have a table there and are there.
Correct.
If you want to come up and introduce yourself. That's right. One of the places I see you every year.
Right. I'll be at National Night Out again. I think it's on the 2nd
I
of
think
August.
So, yeah.
At Spotsylvania
Tuesday.
Town Center. It's a night that local vendors set tables up and really promote, that connection with the Sheriff's Department and taking a stand against violence all across the country. You know, I think that's just that one night a year that all over the country, National Night occurs in different counties. So I participate with the Spotsylvania County Sheriff's Department, and I set up a table and promote and talk to people about teen violence, and then also promote the run against teen violence.
And we will do a show again early September. You'll come back, and we'll get somebody from the sheriff's office, and we'll talk more about this issue. Leslie Cash with the Fredericksburg Area Running Club. Again, July 31st is when all this starts. You seem like this the perfect teacher for this because.
Correct.
You're not going to run me into the ground or make fun of me, and you're just going to encourage me.
In fact, I'm a retired reading specialist, so it's not only my vocation, but I just love teaching and sharing with people. Something just came to my mind. People are always asking in response to teen violence, and especially in light of what we've dealt with in our high schools recently, here's a place where you can put your money where your mouth is. Come, join the training, join the race, make a contribution. People are always saying, what can I do? Here is a tangible thing you can do to help end teen violence.
That's a great, great way to kind of wrap this up and talk about that, because this really is. And you're asking for a minimum $25 donation. That'll go to the scholarship. And you can then sign up for the race. And there's just a lot of good here. BraswellRun.com is the website. It's being worked on right now. And you mentioned, Leslie, that Race Timing Unlimited also has. You can sign up there.
Yes. So you go to Race Timing Unlimited. It's a very friendly site to sign up for the race. And if you're interested in finding out more about joining the Fredericksburg Area Running Club, you can also do that on the Race Timing Unlimited website.
The Fredericksburg Area Running Club, as we said, it is a great, great organization, and you'll meet some great people and a lot of races throughout the year that you have all different. We're just lucky to have. I've always thought over the years, mm-hmm. we are so lucky to have a running club. I know a lot of areas would like to have a running club as strong as FARC is in this area.
We appreciate those kind words, Ted.
No, it's the truth. For many years have followed mm-hmm. it, and just talking to you today has got me excited about running. So I can't run this year in it because I'm not going to be in town. But after this year, I think you'll see me as a runner in this race and not just carrying a microphone around.
We're going to hold you to that, Ted.
All right. Next year, you can be my training partner for the half.
Oh, we could do that. I would like to do that. That's something I definitely want to do. Race Timing Unlimited, again, that is just check that out for signing up. July 31st on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and it's at Pratt Park. And it's the way you have it set up, Leslie, by the time if you stick with it on Tuesdays and Thursdays, by the time the race comes up, you will be ready.
Definitely ready. All you need is a pair of good shoes and a bottle of water.
And you're going to get healthy.
Yes.
At one point.
And have fun.
Yeah. You'll meet some great people, too. I found that the running community, like Gwen said, they have big hearts and they have healthy hearts.
Yes.
They're out there running.
Yes.
Well, Gwen, thank you again. I always say this, but thank you for what you do, and we will definitely do another show with you, with the sheriff's office, talking about this event. Leslie, great to talk to you and talk about the running club.
Wonderful to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
We will do this. We will definitely do this again. The Baron Braswell Run Against Teen Violence is September 22nd. The training starts on July 31st at Pratt Park. You can go to Race Timing Unlimited or BraswellRun.com. That's it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.